Music and Monarchy by David Starkey and Katie Greening, read by Rick Jerram. Based on the series written and presented by David Starkey, with an introduction read by David Starkey.
Introduction. A world ruled by music. Music or words, poetry and drama, or anthems, opera and oratoria. Which, to personalise and particularise, is the more important in British history and to the British monarchy, the anniversary of Shakespeare or the centenary of Handel? The question almost seems absurd. Nowadays, there is no doubt that Shakespeare wins every time. Shakespeare's cycle of history plays, famously described by another maker of history, John Churchill, first Duke of Marlborough, as "the only history I ever read," still shapes the popular understanding of English history and its murderous dynastic rivalries, while in their nobler moments the plays reinvent the idea of England herself before going on to adumbrate a larger, mistier vision of Britain. This royal throne of kings, this sceptred isle, this earth of majesty, this sea of Mars, this other Eden, demi-paradise, this happy breed of men, this little world, this precious stone set in the silver sea, this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England, this nurse, this teeming womb of royal kings, this land of such dear souls, this dear, dear.